Mr. Wilkins gave me a peculiar look. Did you lick your chops when I said bone? No, I did not. Bison bone. Bone. He laughed. I can't believe this. Two bones. Three bones. Three bones with cherry pie. He doubled over with laughter. Holy cow! You're really doing it. One more time. No thanks. Bone. He wagged his head in amazement. I've got to put this into my notes. He began writing. Shared my tent with a ranch dog who can count bones with his tongue. Nobody's gonna believe this. Suddenly his laughter died, and his eyes swung around to me. Wait a second. Bison bone. Bison bone tibia digging stick. His eyes narrowed into slits, and he muttered, Uh-oh. I think we have a problem. Problem? Of course we had a problem. I was ready to go to sleep, but he was saying ridiculous things that made me lick my chops. What kind of man does things like that? He closed his book and laid it aside, reached into his knapsack, and pulled out a roll of something gray. Duct tape. Hank, come here. Huh? Me? Well, okay. I stepped over little Alfred's sleeping body and crept towards Mr. Wilkins. Maybe he wanted me to, I don't know, share his bedroll or something. What a cheap trick. You know what he did? As soon as I got within his grabbing range, he grabbed me, threw a leg lock over my rib cage, and proceeded to... This was really unnecessary. Proceeded to wrap duct tape around both my hind legs. I struggled against the leg irons. No luck. Oh, treachery! I had become a captive in my own tent. He gave me a smile, a phony counterfeit smile, and said, There, that ought to keep you from roaming around in the night. Roaming around? Hey, pal, did you ever hear that dogs sleep at night? See, as hot as it is, I'll have to leave the tent flap open. He gestured towards the tent flap. And I'd be real disappointed if you slipped out of the tent and went looking for that. A grin dashed across his mouth. I didn't say bone. Yeah, but you cheated. Now hop over there beside Alfred and let me finish my notes. Can you hop on three legs? Well, to be perfectly honest, I didn't know if I could hop on three legs. How many times in a normal life does a head of ranch security get mugged and shackled by his friends? I rose to my feet and took a step. Oops. I staggered sideways and fell into the middle of little Alfred's stomach. He sat straight up and screeched, Hanky, quit stepping on me. He clubbed me over the head with his pillow. Go to sleep. Go to sleep? How can I... The boy rolled over before I could explain my awkward situation. And who could explain it anyway? I hopped and stumbled and staggered my way to the foot of Alfred's bedroll and collapsed, pointing myself towards the west so that I could blister my kidnapper.